the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Hey, this is Junie Fisher for Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Sister Junie Tunes. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and she's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what do you got for us
this
week?
Well, let's talk a little bit about a horse that hasn't been touched in a while.
Oh, let's do that.
The hooves are just ugly.
I'm not going to name any names, but hunters? Okay, anyway, all right.
You know, the Mexicans have a great philosophy.
Sure.
It's mañana.
Mañana.
Okay.
Yeah, slow down, relax. Yeah. There's always tomorrow. Not with shoeing horses, not, is there?
Well, that's what I needed to address.
Okay, let's do that.
You've got a horse that has been neglected for a year.
Yeah.
And there's some flares. There's some corrections. There's some cracks.
Missing quarters.
Yeah. The sole is all the way down into the basement.
Yep.
And you want to get him back up and going.
Right.
And it's not going to happen.
Because you're going on the big hunt in 2 weeks.
It's not going to happen in one trimming or one shoeing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to do this one in installments.
Yep.
Let's take the Mexican philosophy.
Do it.
Mañana.
Okay.
You know, let's do what we can today.
All right.
And still give him something to walk on.
There you go.
And then let's go another 2 weeks or a month.
Then we're going to live to fight another day.
Absolutely.
So, good deal.
But us folks up north, you know, we don't have mañana.
You know, mañana isn't always there, is it? Mañana, it's snowing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're trimming and you don't really want to put a shoe on, but you want to do some really drastic measures because you need this horse and we got to get going type situation.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Give him something to walk on.
Yes.
If you have to, throw some iron on
there. There you go. Maybe use a pad, something. If you're going to do that. That is some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, mañana is today.
There you go.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us voicemail 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We're doing this just a little bit at a time. Yeah. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Oh, I think we did so good.
I think we did all right this time. Yeah, okay. Right. And just remember, there's always mañana.
Mañana.
Right, yeah. All right, how about some more music?
Oh, please.
Yeah, betcha. Asleep at the Wheel is riding along with us. I don't care if the sun don't shine.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. It's no fun when the sun's shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. kiss, and then we kiss some more. Don't ask how many times we kiss at a time like this. Who keeps score? I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time.
That'll make your toe tap. Good stuff there from Asleep at the Wheel. Yep. Hey, we're talking note to self, and I want to just give you a note to self. There's a couple of Dick's Pick requests out there right now that I don't have the music for.
Can't find it.
So I don't have it. And if you did request a Dick's Pick and it doesn't get played, it's probably because I don't have it.
Okay.
So note to self.
Yeah. All right. Note to self.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe later.
Or keep requesting.
Or keep requesting. Requesting.
Yeah, find another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, find another request. Yeah, there you go.
You know, I needed to add an addendum to your skunk story.
Yes, go. Let's do that, because we got to talk about the skunk whisperer,
too. That's so true.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, good friend, buddy, old pal, Jimmy Thing.
Yeah.
He's walking down this dike, okay, and there's water on both sides.
Right.
And there's a skunk coming right at him.
Sure.
And he says, I think I can kick him in the water before he can spray me. Because he's facing him,
because he's looking at him.
Face to face. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, note to self.
He reared back to give this old skunk a kick, and he did a handstand.
Stood up on his hands, on his front end, pointed his weapon over the top.
Got him. Before he could get him kicked.
So note to self.
Note to self.
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to be able to kick the skunk before he gets you.
It can't happen.
It's not going to happen. That's funny. Well, you know, Chris Parvacini, she always told us stories and showed us pictures of her picking up skunks.
Yeah.
And the deal is, if you can get to a skunk, grab him by the tail and get his feet off the ground. Before he explodes, he can't.
Right. Yeah. His anatomy won't allow it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And their stomach muscles aren't strong enough to turn and crawl up their own tail.
To bite you.
Right. Yeah. So Chris has shown us pictures. We've talked about all this. You know, she picked up a skunk. She showed it to Rudy in his easy chair.
What do I do with this now?
Yeah. But anyway, so nephew. You guys, is now the skunk whisperer.
He did it.
Yep.
He actually picked up the skunk. It wasn't a baby. It
wasn't a baby.
But there was baby skunks out there.
This is the skunk whisperer who plays with baby skunks.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
He was, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe somewhere in there.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, something. Anywhere. There was two baby skunks out there across the creek.
Yep.
And Marty comes running in and says, Dad, you need to see this. So I go running back and I look out there, and Gus is playing with these two baby skunks.
He's bluff charging them, and they're bluff charging him, and they're back and forth. Man, and that was back before cell phones with videos.
And
that would have been so cool to get that on
it
film.
It was pretty funny.
I'll bet it was.
But then I told Sam, I said, Sam, go take care of those.
Yeah.
And Gus was plumb indignant.
Well, Sam went out and killed his friends.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, then Gus comes in and he says, Dad, they weren't being mean to me. Why'd you have to do that?
Why did you do that? Well, Gus, because they grow into big skunks. Okay.
But it was pretty cute.
I'll bet it was, and they're cute now. And Gus can.
He is the whisperer.
He is the skunk whisperer.
Yeah. Gus, come get this skunk.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get to it before it recognizes you as a threat.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
You cannot hesitate when you do this.
So when you're fully committed,
you got to be
fully committed. When you go in for the tail, you better be grabbing and you better finish the job.
And Chrissy tells a story, you know, she holds him up and says, you stay out of my chicken coop.
And gives him the Scotch blessing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then slings him over the top. Chicken coop.
Yep. Over there.
And she says, every vertebrae in that
That's outstanding. We need to ditch out to another commercial.
Really?
And when we come back, Doris Daly has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.